I just get caught up in this world when I'm with him.
I'm ready to just be like, hey, you want to go back to my suite? And I don't know. Whatever happens, happens.
I think we're all upset.
You make one mistake and you feel like the worst person in the world.
Do you not know what we have? It's insane.
I didn't mean to do anything that would cause like anybody any problems.
What's good, everybody? Happy Friday. It is episode 6 of the Reality Check podcast, your source for all things Bachelorette and Big Brother. Kyle Enright, Nate Metzner in the booth as always. Nate, how are you today?
Fantastic. It's a beautiful day. So much happened this week on both shows. Can't wait. How are you?
Sad.
Why?
Because Ben Z's falling behind. He's my pick and he's falling behind. He had a terrible group date and he's not going anywhere.
I think
right
he's
going
to pick it up.
Here's hoping. Brief recap. Ian storms off in abrupt fashion, as expected. We have a rose ceremony. Justin and Josh sent packing. Nick's one-on-one definitely went places. group date in the Irish wake. And Sean with a little bit of a meltdown at the end of the episode. Definitely a sign of big things to come. Let's start with Ian and his statements saying that Caitlin is on the show just to make out with a bunch of dudes on TV. Can he be that shallow? I mean, that's bad.
He was aggressive. If a male probably ever spoke to me like that, like, I mean, she composed herself very well.
Yeah.
I think that was to have someone sit in your face and just rip you apart and call you a surface level person.
Yeah.
Say that you're just making out with everyone. You're not here to find a husband. What does Ian know? Ian doesn't know why she's there.
I thought that that was really, I guess inappropriate would be my word of the day for that.
Yes.
That was a little much. I mean, Ian, I get it. You guys don't have the chemistry. You don't have to call her out and basically profess how upset you are and take it out on her. That's a little low.
It was very insulting. And to say you're not half as hot as my ex-girlfriend.
Well, yeah.
Then why don't you still have that girlfriend?
Mm-hmm. And he also says that he has what it takes to be the next Bachelor.
Oh my life.
He sounds wasted in the limo. He sounds like he's drunk out of his mind. So I'm wondering if there's a bit of regret at the end of that. Come on, dude. That's all I had to say was, come on, man, you're better than that. Anyways. So Nick is very sly because after that happened, he just swoops in. And what I don't understand is there's other people there. And he seems to be the only one that's like, okay, you know what? Yeah, she's in a vulnerable position. Now's my chance. I'm going to go.
Why doesn't anybody else go?
Right?
Good for him. I mean, as much as I dislike Nick, he does have the moves and he knows what it takes to sway his way in.
Yeah, dude took advantage. It's blowing my mind that every single time he's the first one up. It's like, this is it. This is what it is. You have to make your time.
Does he like creepily wait though and like watch to see? Like how did he instantly know that was happening?
Yeah.
Like he was up there before anyone even saw Ian exit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And it's bugging me that, you know, a lot of the guys, including Ben, including Sean, including Ben H., they're like, oh, I'm nervous about what's happening with Nick and Caitlin right now. It's not against the rules for Nick to go talk to her. He's doing it legally. Like, it's not against the rules. So if you're nervous, do something about it.
Or, like, take after him and go against him and compete for her attention. You guys are all just sitting back. Obviously, she's going to like him more if he's the only one reaching out.
Do you find it, from a girl's perspective, do you find it a bit obsessive if a guy immediately comes to your side after obviously you know something happened with Ian, he storms out? Do you need a little bit of space or do you find that a little bit obsessive, I guess is the word I'm looking for?
I don't know if I would take it as obsessive, but looking, I mean, I would probably want space for a second, but then to me, I would have thought she would have went to Sean about it and like looked for comfort in Sean. I think Nick is exactly playing his cards right, though, in stating the fact that, like, hey, we have this connection. And he's kind of made it clear to her, I will be there for you.
Yeah.
with whatever. So he's kind of showing, I don't know, obsessive, because like looking at their relationship, they have a lot of chemistry and they're very connected. So I feel like it's not that weird for him to come and do that.
Yeah. And I think it says something too, that he's always the first one that comes to her. It's kind of like, you know, in a moment of need now, it's almost going to be like she's expecting Nick to show up at her side. And that's not good for the remaining other guys.
No.
They have kind of taken definitely a step back, and Nick has put himself clearly in the driver's seat. And one thing that stood out to me was Sean reacts to Nick kissing Caitlin there in the hotel. And I don't think that it's so much that she's kissing another guy because Sean is in the same game as the rest of them. I think it's the fact that Nick shouldn't have been here in the first place that is really ticking everybody off.
Yes.
Because, you know, any time that he gets with her is time taken away from all of them, right? And I think that's what's really irritating them, is Nick keeps swooping in and he shouldn't have even been here in the first place. But good for him for jumping ahead, you know?
I agree, though, with the men that if Nick really wanted to do this, he should have had to start at the beginning like everybody else.
Yeah.
It's not fair that he got to bypass however many row ceremonies, 3 or 4. Because, yeah, they have spoken previously over text and social media and stuff. So it's like, you knew you liked her.
Yeah.
So you should have just came from the start.
And he is racking up the roses, too.
I know.
He is racking them up.
I think that's also why Sean's a little mad, because he's like, dude, I used to get every...
That was him. Yeah, that was his role.
I used to get every rose, and now I'm, like, waiting to get a rose.
Yeah, and he was pissed.
He was pissed.
Now, the rose ceremony, I don't think any big surprises. We definitely knew that Josh was going to be heading home. I think his bold move to try and be the big bro and say that
was terrible.
Nick is, you know, no one trusts him or whatever, it was a bad move, and we kind of knew that. I know Caitlin whispered to him, like, it wasn't had nothing to do with last night. It totally did.
Give me a break.
So, no surprises there. Justin also going home. Who got that random rose like 3 weeks ago?
That was weird. And like to this day, I still don't even know anything about Justin. Yeah. I've never even seen them have a one-on-one conversation.
Yeah. He was kind of just sort of on there.
Yeah.
I did feel a little bad for Josh though, because I felt like he was totally there for the right reason. Mm-hmm. Like he was definitely in it and he was into Caitlin and he was there, but just a really poor way of playing your
cards. I feel bad for him now because it's like he doesn't get the girl he wants. Now he has to go home and deal with that terrible haircut. Like, what girl is realistically going to even want to look at you with a side of hair missing from your head? Oh, my gosh. Poor guy. Like, Kyle, don't ever let a girl cut your hair that's on a hairdresser.
I promise. I vow.
Unless it's to me, you I can and the probably listeners. Do it.
So we moved to Dublin, and...
So fun.
We see a lot of Nick's cocky side come out even more.
Yeah.
It's like it went to another level, and you even heard Sean say this is kind of not becoming the Caitlin show, it's becoming the Sean versus Nick show. And I can totally see this escalating to huge heights with the two of them. Like a fight is inevitable.
I think it's going to happen. I think drinks are going to come into play and the guns are coming out. I mean, I'm kind of excited for it. I think it would be crazy. If there was ever, not to say there's going to have a physical fight, but if there's ever a physical fight, Nick doesn't stand a chance against Sean. Are you kidding me?
Like we always say every week, he's just a sly little guy that's like worming his way through. Their one-on-one date, I mean, can you take a bigger step forward than what Nick did on his one-on-one date? I mean, it wasn't even really, there was no event or anything. It was just they were walking around Ireland, beautiful Ireland. They did a little like two-step dancing.
Yeah.
And, you know, got a drink and really couldn't keep their hands off of each other. And he took a massive step forward.
Can I just pause this for a second and talk about how much I hated his outfit?
Go for it.
Like his, I couldn't even.
Too tight of pants?
Yes. His pants were so tight.
They looked uncomfortable.
So tight. I looked at Mike and I was like, I'm pretty sure I have the same pants from Hollister when I was 15. Like, they were so tight, and his jacket was, like, loose and big, so it made his, like, lower body just look even smaller. Oh, my gosh.
Like, if he sits down.
Ah! yeah,
the wrong way, those pants are tearing.
And like even at the ankle short, like it just, I couldn't handle it. I would have probably been like, can you go upstairs and change your shirt or your pants? And then we can come back and do this date. But yeah, he did take a big step forward. They seem very like they cannot stop touching each other.
And it's funny to me that that's the one-on-one date that they get is, I feel like Caitlin just wants to take Nick out on like a normal walk around the park and have a drink. Yeah. I mean, with Sean, it was like, let's jump in a kayak and go down a river. I mean, that's cool, but I don't think Sean was, I think if you told Sean, hey, let's go walk around in the park and you can hang out with me, I think he'd be into that a little bit more than jumping in a boat.
I think a lot of the guys would be into that. Like Ben Z, I feel, would also be down for just a casual day hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. I don't think these guys really expect big wig dates.
Yeah.
And that's why it seems like they're always like, ugh, like exhausted of the dates she had planned.
Yeah.
Because they all seem just really casual, down earth guys that are whatever.
Yeah.
Real life, you're not going to go on this extreme, let's go rappelling on a Friday night together.
Rappelling?
Rappelling down a building. That's not your ideal date. Your ideal date is, hey, let's go to a pub.
Yeah.
Hey, let's.
It is an ideal date. I would love that.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about the big elephant in the room. I don't even know if it's an elephant in the room, but the big thing that happened after the date. Obviously, Caitlin and Nick went back to the hotel room and things got heated. So I guess my thing is, after everything happened and Nick goes down and sits with the guys, why even tell them that you go back to her hotel room?
Because he came back in the morning.
I think you have to, I know it's an unpopular answer, but I think you have to organize some sort of lie with Caitlin at this point. I know it's unpopular, maybe, but I mean, I get that.
Well, yeah, why did they not discuss? Because she sat there being like, I hope Nick doesn't say anything. Why would you not talk about that?
I know.
It's so stupid.
But, I mean, I think you and Caitlin need to organize something and be like, you know what? Okay, yeah, not good. What just happened? But you have to realize where Caitlin's position is. Mm-hmm. She's also has relationships with the other people in this thing, right? So you can't ruin this. Like, if he spills anything, I mean, what guy wants to stay on the show right
well,
now?
Well, yeah,
you
know? I know.
So, I mean, it might be an unpopular answer, but I think they need to organize a lie or something. I mean, he's just sitting there. He's like, yeah, like, you know, we went back to her hotel room.
It got
intimate. What is that?
I would lose my mind. I would just, ugh, he drives me crazy. And so, he just, like, in that little smirk on his face.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I'm like, seriously? Get out of here. It
drives me nuts.
Yeah, right?
Nick.
Ugh is right.
Yeah.
Woof.
Moving on to the group date. Very questionable group date, in my opinion.
Hang on. I need to go back 1 second.
Okay.
From your opinion. So, that happens, Nick and Caitlin. The next morning, though, she's bawling her eyes out, saying, what did I do? I regret this, whatever. How do you feel if you're Nick? And you're, like, hearing
that's a good point.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, and to me, too, like, if you know you're going to regret it in the morning, why are you doing it?
Who knows?
Like, just...
Who knows with her at this point right now?
And I feel for Sean because he said, hey, she came to my my hotel room, and we talked for 7 hours. And to me, they have way more of a connection. Well, I thought.
Yeah.
So Nick's just slimy. Nick's just, ew.
I mean, and I feel bad for the other guys just sitting there. They're just sitting there waiting for Nick to get back.
Especially Tanner. Like,
yeah, poor guy.
Tanner's
honestly,
even spoken dude, to her, and I like him.
The next Ian.
Okay, sorry, back to group date.
Group date. Horrible That's group date.
Weird.
Terrible choice.
Worst.
What the heck was that? I'm going to lie dead in a casket.
That's so
and
weird.
And have everybody basically do a eulogy for me. That, like, what?
I know we both feel for this. Like, why would you have Ben Z on that date after he's gone through that with his mom?
So she took Sean, Tanner, Jared, Ben Z, Ben H, and Chris. I don't know. Exactly right. I don't know why Ben Z is involved in this. Ben Z has a horrible...
Yeah.
A horrible
Your mom passed away.
Past
You're not
story
gonna,
with his mom.
Why are you making this into a joke?
I mean, good on him for saying, guys, can you leave the room? Because he was taking it very seriously.
Yes.
I mean, people were making jokes. I mean, shout out to Sean for saying I would kill myself if I had to spend a day with Nick. So funny. I was patting my chest. That was awesome.
I died. Tanner's was also really good about how he was like, you don't even know my name.
Yeah.
Like, kind of making fun of himself that, like, hey, we haven't had time, but I'm still here.
It was sort of like a call for help in a comical way.
Yeah, it was great.
Kind of like, hey, notice me, please, but notice me.
Ben Z was so, like, sad. Like, his was just so, I don't know.
Yeah.
It was just like, ugh, Caitlin.
Just sticking with Ben Z, like, I mean, that is bad.
Mm-hmm.
That was just, it was kind of hard to watch, actually, because you feel for him, right? Like, he shared his stories, opened up to her. Now she's like, oh, yeah, I know you've had one-on-one time with me, but could you mind, you know, going in a really awkward scenario here and reliving some terrible past experience with four or five other guys?
Another person you potentially love has just died, so let's talk about it. Absolutely not.
They sit down and have a little chat, and it's almost like a remember me kind of chat. Like, Benzie's kind of got to go like, hey, remember when we went on that group date and I, like, put my hand in a freaking toilet and then raked by a snake and how great of a time we had? But Caitlin keeps saying the same thing to every single person. Like, oh, you know, I love a guy who can open up and, you know, has feelings and they're just a genuine nice guy. Do you have another description for someone? Like, we get it. You like it when somebody opens up, but you can, there's other qualities, you know?
I'm going to be honest with you, though. I haven't really heard her open up very much.
No, I know.
So I'm like, okay, you can't just expect all these guys like Ben H and put them on the spot to open up and you just sit there and don't say anything. Let's hear about your past relationships. Why are you single at 30 years old still?
Take that, Caitlin.
Fill me in, girlfriend.
Today is not happy.
I'm fired up.
Sean, with the pictures, the family pictures. Great move. Had to happen.
I didn't have my glasses on. So when he was looking through the pictures. Blind. Yeah, I am blind. So like when he was looking through the picture, he said, there's my boy. I literally like smacked the couch. I'm like, I told Kyle he has a kid. And Mike's like, that's a dog.
Yeah. Rough looking kid.
No idea. I'm like, what? Trying to squint and see.
That was a drastic move. I think that was like, I realized that Nick's kind of overtaken my position here.
Kind of weird. How would you feel if, like, you're out on a date with a girl and all of a sudden she just, like, pulls out all these pictures of her family?
It was a little intense. Like, I think I was going to ask you the same question. When do the pictures come out?
They weren't even talking about family.
Like, it just happened. 6th or 7th date pictures can come out. Maybe. Oh, like, if they ask. Like, if they're like, oh, you know, I would like to meet your family. Oh, hey, I have a picture. not spurring it on, you know?
Yeah. Like, I think I would be a little bit weird if I was on a date and all of a sudden just like whips out this photo album.
Yeah,
I'd be like, okay, what are we looking at here? I'd rather meet him in real life first.
Vivid descriptions would be good instead of saying like, oh hey, here's my boy, his name's like Cuddles. Like,
you know, here's what I mean? My like, boy that Nate thought was a kid.
Oh,
I was way off. I thought everyone had kids on this show. Apparently, I'm wrong.
Jared gets a rose.
Mm.
Sean was mad.
Mm-hmm.
Jared didn't deserve that rose.
No, I was
Jared,
kind of shocked.
Jared makes me mad. He actually makes me genuinely angry.
Why?
Because going back to the first episode, he wasn't even here for
always
Caitlin.
Always go back to the first episode.
And now he's just racking him up. And I don't know. Is he that good looking of a dude?
No. Gross. Not at all. He's like the least good looking out of all of them.
Like, I don't.
Literally,
I don't get it. I don't understand what Caitlin sees in him.
Maybe he's like, maybe we don't see everything. Like, maybe he's a very nice guy, actually. He seems pretty nice, but, like, maybe the edits don't show what Caitlin sees.
He's so corny. Corny's out.
But, like, I think she likes that. I don't know. Yeah. I don't agree with anything about her, so, like, maybe that's why we're opposites, and I don't like him, and she does.
And Sean says to Caitlin that she's the one. He's falling in love with her. She's the one.
It's bold.
He's, like, about to cry. He's devastated with what's going on. Kind of storms out of her room. What do you think about Sean's future on the show? We got very deep just now.
We did get really. Yeah. It's like
the
mood
just went way down.
Whoa.
I brought my voice down a little.
Yeah, you did. Holy. Mine's still high because that's my 5-year-old.
Who you are.
The 5-year-old in me. Okay, so I'm stressed out for next week because I'm pretty sure Caitlin tells the men.
She has to.
If she doesn't, I'm calling ABC and being like, listen up here.
I know I said that it's unpopular to organize a lie just like 5 minutes ago. but like, I think that Nick blew it. Like,
He so I'm did. Saying
either organize a lie or come clean.
So I'm really afraid, like I'm fearful for the reaction of Sean and of Ben Z and Ben H, of all the men really, when they find out what happened with Nick and Caitlin. Because, yeah, she's going to sit there and cry and say, I regret it and all this. But you know what? Power to the men. If they walk away from that.
Yeah.
My thing is, like, the same. She was in the same situation with Sean.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, Sean's a gentleman and did not push that on her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Nick had his hands all over her when they were sitting at dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, hold up. Shout out to the Cranberries for your dad.
No, oh, yeah. Cranberries. Doris doing big things on The Bachelorette.
Way to go, Phil.
Can you not see if Caitlin tells them, like, a smug shot of Nick's face just, like, smiling?
Oh, yeah. Being like, uh-huh, oh. I know what happened. Right? He just, like, gets you fired up. I can't handle him.
ABC's doing a good job because they're making this guy and this girl in this booth a little fired up. Okay. So big things are happening on The Bachelorette. Definitely going to be a huge episode next week. We're really looking forward to it. Let's move to...
Hang on. There is a two-on-one date.
That's right.
Quickly, JJ and Joe. Who's going home on the two-on-one?
JJ.
I think that too.
I think she likes Joe's accent, honestly. That's the only thing.
I think, and they always kiss. They always, always kiss. Like, yeah, randomly have little kisses, and, like, I don't think I've ever seen her kiss JJ.
Yeah.
I don't like JJ.
I wouldn't kiss JJ. You probably kiss Clint.
Ew. Forgot about Clint. Okay, yes. Yeah, sorry. Big Brother.
Big Brother.
Premiere.
Premiere. Big Brother 17. Okay, well, let me just ask you, who's your favorite cast member right off the bat? We got to meet them all.
You know what? I like Austin, the wrestler, but I think I like Shelly as well.
33-year-old.
Shelly, the 33-year-old divorced interior designer. Clay, like, I know we picked Clay from the start because I liked his last name, Honeycutt.
Mm-hmm.
But, like...
I switched my pick.
Yeah, he's going to bore me, I think. He's boring.
Vanessa Russo.
Didn't you always pick her?
Biggest fan.
Ugh, you're sick.
Huge fan.
Okay, how good of a poker dealer is Devon, though, that she doesn't know number two ranked poker player? Why does she not recognize Vanessa?
Devon is everything that is wrong with Big Brother 17.
And then when she's like...
So annoying.
When she called out like four people on being liars and they're all actually telling the truth. I know. You're the worst Big Brother player in the world. Oh, I hope she annoys everyone as much as she annoys us, so she's out like ASAP.
I love that Vanessa said, I'm from Vegas and I'm a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the poker player thing under wraps because she's right. She says she's a poker player. People are like, oh,
100%.
She's bluffing. Yeah. Perfect. Perfect strategy.
What do you think about Country Asian James?
He's pretty funny.
I'm a big fan.
He reminds
fan.
Me, you know what? I could see him being on Duck Dynasty.
Yeah.
Like he looks like a Duck Dynasty
cute
cast
and
member.
Funny. He kills me.
He definitely, I thought he was going to win the first challenge for sure. Like
he was great.
He was amazing.
He like killed all those big buff men and he's small. Like I think I'm bigger than him.
Jace is going to win a lot of those things, though, because he's pretty wild.
Yeah, he's funny.
Jace
but then,
is nuts.
When they brought in the second amount of house members on the Thursday night, again, one of the smallest men on the show won the HOH, Jason. He's tiny as well.
He's a little grocery bagger.
Yeah. Lives at home in his mom's basement.
Now, your thoughts on this Battle of the Block coming back and also the two... amazing race contestants,
right?
Jackie and Jeff,
right?
Coming back.
I think they are going to be big targets because I think the house guests already know they have this bond of trust developed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really going to sway people, I think, to... I think they're going to be top potentials for voting.
Yeah.
Just because... And he's a big guy, Jeff.
He is a big guy.
So I think he'll be a threat for sure.
Mm-hmm. I like Jackie. I'm a fan of Jackie.
Yeah, I don't mind her.
She's... like very under the radar, like really cool, laid back.
Yeah.
That could work really well because there's a lot of outgoing personalities in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I think her laid back attitude, like even when we saw it in the second challenge there, she was like the last one on the poll.
Yes.
And she just sort of said like, you know, okay, you're not going to nominate me? Done. I'm on.
Do you think, okay, this could cause some drama. Do you think that if she potentially... has a summer romance with someone else in the house? Because her and Jeff used to have a romance. Do you think that's going to cause a little, like...
For sure. And we all know who the number one male romance target is.
Yeah, Clay. Every girl's obsessed with Clay. That is going to be an extreme love.
Yeah, it's going to be a good summer octagon for Clay, I think.
Love octagon.
Yeah, Shelly is going to be fighting for him for sure. Liz, definitely.
Okay, but she's like, Shelly is like 10 years older than Clay.
I don't think she cares.
I know, but I think he might. Well, he might love it.
I don't think she cares.
Who do you think has a twin? There's a twin twist this summer where someone's twin is going to come in. They're going to switch every week.
So I think it's Steve, the socially awkward nerd.
Oh, he's so precious.
He's pretty cool. Like, he was like playing with some wicked contraption ball train thing before. And he like was like, connects. Yeah, if you need someone to talk to girls, I'm not your guy. I could see that role being kind of easy to play for another person.
Yeah.
So that's my thought is Steve.
Imagine it was Clay and like each week he just switches in, like swooping different women.
That would be
hilarious.
Insanity.
Okay, I think it's Becky though. Becky's from Colorado. I also loved when Jace was like, so you're from the Rado.
The Rado?
She was like, what does that even mean? I'm going to be honest. I think she is the twin.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
And your thoughts on Devon and Vanessa both electing to sit out first?
I think it's odd that they're both in the poker thing.
Like, do you think that was planned? Like, to have the poker dealer and the poker player sit out? Like, and it didn't seem like Vanessa was down to do it right away. She kind of just went, all right, I'll do it.
Would you do it?
No.
You wouldn't have?
Signs shows weakness.
And it's like, whoa. It also was like, who opened their mouth when she sat out and they were like, oh, well, how about we just make it so we don't nominate her if she sits out? That's stupid. Yeah. No.
I think that was Clay, actually.
I think it was Clay. Yeah. Clay, you're dumb. It was a dumb move. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
That shows weakness. He's trying to be like, oh, we'll be nice. But like, no.
Mm-hmm.
Not happening.
It's going to be a really good season for sure. I like the new twist every week as well. That'll be kind of cool.
That's intense.
Poor house guests. Like, they have no idea what's going on.
Like, holy moly.
And Devon is going to increasingly every week
get
on my nerves. Yeah. And so every week near the end of the podcast when we're talking about Big Brother, my tone of voice will get a little bit more angry.
Yes.
But
we can't wait to talk about it.
Yeah, Devon, annoying. anyways, thanks so much for listening, everybody. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, realitycheck_KT. We're trying to get some Twitter awareness going on. Yeah, and
social media.
Definitely check us out there.
We also are taking a little bit of a break. We have a busy couple weeks coming up.
Very busy.
Pan Am Games. Go Canada, go.
Should be exciting.
So we will be back at some point with all your info.
Absolutely.
Might be a little bit of a longer podcast when we return.
Yep.
Got a lot to catch
up on. We'll
definitely
keep you guys filled in. Until then, enjoy The Bachelorette. Enjoy Big Brother.
Enjoy the sunshine.
Enjoy the sunshine. Thanks so much for listening, everybody.
Bye, guys.
See you later.